Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm very excited again. Yes. Two shows in a row that we're going to say, oh, my God, we have an enormous show on the way today.
Yes, huge show today. Well, yesterday, obviously, we kicked off with the boob.
Yep.
One of the greats.
As I said to you, always entertaining. Oh, wasn't he funny?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He's so good.
And today, I mean, the reason we are here in London, you're right.
Sorry.
Sorry. So people can obviously hear Carrie coughing, and she told me not to mention this, but I feel like it helps explain in a COVID world. It's not actually COVID. Carrie always gets into work a bit earlier than I do, chows down a pack of Winnie Reds, and then goes straight on air.
Sorry, everybody. I'm back. The excitement got to me.
Yes.
The one and only Ed Sheeran.
Joins us. Sheeran? Oh, God. This interview's going to go well. Stay with us. We've got Ed Sheeran. Sheeran. Next.
This is his song Two Step featuring Bujra from Ed Sheeran's Equals Tour Edition album is out now.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's Ed Sheeran and Bujra. That's Two Step. It's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home this afternoon.
And he's the man we've been talking about nonstop for the past month.
Yes.
We're seeing him live next Friday, Wembley Stadium, with a bunch of beautiful listeners. And he joins us now. It's Ed Sheeran.
Yes, welcome back, Ed. Before we start, I remember last interview, you told us you were reading Dune, the book. I've read this sci-fi trilogy, Red Rising. Get into it next.
I think I'm done for a bit after this, man. I've been reading it since January. I'm doomed out. I'm going to go to, I'm like really curious about Charles Dickens books because I'm like, they must be good. If they've been around for this long and everyone goes on about them, they must be decent. Do you know what I mean?
But isn't it a bit like museums? When you become an adult, you realize just because you're told when you go traveling, you should go see all this old stuff. You get to a point where you realize you don't have to. Like, if you don't find them interesting, you don't have to do them.
But Dickens was episodic, like every week. So it was like the original Netflix. So every chapter would have to be pretty good because it would have to make someone want to read the next one. So I'm thinking, I'm going to give it a go. I bought Oliver, so I'm going to read Oliver first. But I feel like if every week it had to be an awesome chapter, then the book is going to be quite good.
I'm going to make one of the easiest segues that I will ever make in my life, from Charles Dickens to Dick. We interviewed you about a present that you gave to Elton John. It was a marble sculpture about a foot and a half high of a giant peen. And I begged and pleaded, could we please have one? And my God, I am so genuinely chuffed and thankful. It has arrived at my house. Bro, it arrived. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
I saw another radio station open too, and I was like, I wonder if one of those was actually meant for Carrie and Tommy, but I'm really glad that it's arrived.
I mean, I'm going to put my hand up and say I saw that too, and I've also seen Tommy's arrive. I'm yet to get mine, mate. Where is my giant
Well, I definitely think that some have been distributed elsewhere. So, Gary, if you'd like, it's gonna probably be another few months, but if you would like, I'll put it on the list and I'll get you one sent. But like,
I don't know why us ladies should miss out. And I mean, it's awkward because assuming I was getting one, I got you a present back for your baby. Yes. And I bought you in the south of France a little key ring with a little knob on it as a little baby present. But now that you haven't given me mine, I'm not giving you yours until I get mine.
By the way, this isn't about me not giving anyone anything. I got them made and I sent them over. So whoever distributed them
looks so good though.
I'll add it. Do you know what? I'll send you a bigger one.
Great.
Can I ask just one question about the creative process that I found very interesting about the peen? It was the first thing I noticed, and I'd love to know what went into to your decision making. No balls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need to ask Juan. Juan's the guy that makes them, and he is he runs this business called Granite and Marble. And actually the godmother of my kids, basically husband, works with him. And so they made me a chessboard out of marble. And I was like, can you make anything? And they were like, yeah. And I got Elton the marble made. But from there, I got him to make a few different marble iterations of a, and I chose the one that wasn't sent to Elton to send to you. So I don't know why it didn't have balls, but you know, it's probably, you could probably use it somewhere. I have one at home and I hang hats on it. You should hang hats on it.
I promise I will use it as a hat stand.
And I promise.
Gary, I'm really, Gary, I'm sad that, Gary, I'm sad that yours got waylaid and I'm sorry that you feel
I'm
like
fine.
That was.
I'm totally okay with it. But you know, the disappointing thing is that Tommy's arrived at his house in Melbourne, but we are over in London broadcasting from London because I'm living over here for a bit. So he hasn't even seen it in the flesh.
Oh, Gary, mate, if you're living here for a bit, I'll just, I can get Juan to make one like quick time and then you can take it back.
But then I have to carry it on the plane.
You got a quick dip.
Yeah.
I will carry it back for you. You've done a lot of lovely things for me.
Will you?
Yes.
Great.
Because I'll be less embarrassed having that.
Gary, do you want, Gary, do you want me to get you like a little portable one, but on like a plinth? I got Elton a micro for his recent birthday that's just on a plinth.
Yeah,
it's like,
great. It's like, I'm up. But you know what I have done since I've been here is I went to Birdie Blossom's for dinner. It was so awesome.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
The team bought it as a present for me.
Amazing. Oh, that's really sweet, man. Thank you. Did you see the picture there?
Which one?
There's a giant picture of Michael there. Just
Sorry. I thought we were still talking about penises.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see the beautiful picture of Michael there. It was just so lovely. Also, the people were lovely. The food was lovely. It was beautiful.
There's a secret menu as well. If you ask for 707, it is there.
Ah, well, we're going back with listeners, actually, because we're bringing them all over for a massive tour to come see you live at Wembley, and we're taking them there. So we will ask for the secret 707 menu. We've got to whack a song on, Ed, but we've got so much more to ask you about, including your huge world tour as well. So hang there.
We're going to do more with Ed Sheeran on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sabo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon, and we're still joined by Ed Sheeran.
Now, Ed, you're now just a few weeks into your world tour. How's it all going?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. We're 6 weeks in. I feel like every bit of like difficulty that needed to be ironed out is ironed out. I feel like the first show was the most perfect. It just ran so well. And it was just like, wow, this is like the best thing. And then like the second show, the Revolve stage stopped working. And all of the steel workers on the tour got under the stage and for the whole gig pushed it.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. They got footage of them doing it. And then the next gig we like managed to get it back. But there's been a few things like that where like fireworks haven't gone off at this time or the stage hasn't come down at this time or like the sound, like it's all, but all of those things are now ironed out and it like runs like, the way I describe it is it's kind of like a West End musical, not like, it's not a musical, but it's such a good show. It's just, it's not like a, before I would just sort of like roll out of bed, put on a t-shirt, walk on stage and like sing some songs. Whereas this is like a real show. It's the first time I've ever felt like, and I've had all of my like heroes who play stadiums all message me being like, I hear it's a really good show. And like, if it's getting back to them, it means that, cause they all put on these like incredible shows. So if it's getting back to them, I feel like it's good.
I guess the great thing about it with your show, you know where things are meant to go, but because everybody is seeing it with fresh eyes, they don't know when things don't go exactly according to plan. So they'll walk away going, how good was that bit where the stage stopped spinning and then started
spinning
again?
Did you know that they were spinning it underneath, physically doing that when you were up on stage?
Yeah, because before the gig started, they were like, the Revolve stopped working. And I was like, okay, so I'll just run a lot more. And they were like, they basically test the stage by pushing it every day. So, and they're like, so it's not like super, once you get the momentum going, it's not actually super hard to keep the momentum up. So they were just like, let's put 30 boys down here and just push. but I did, I put my card behind the bar at a bar the next day and just let them go nuts.
You thought that it would be the perfect thing to do mid-tour when you've got so much spare time to have a baby. So well done. Well done with that.
Oh, mate. Do you know, when I found out, I was like, of course. Of course it's the second week of tour. That makes total sense. But, you know, it was good in the sense of I was back in England. We were like convinced that she was going to come while we were in Ireland. And, you know, you're kind of set up and you've got, like, the doctor that you've been seeing is in England and blah, blah, blah. So it was actually, thankfully, the Ireland bit had ended and we were back in England. So it was all good.
And it's all going all right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been up since 4 a.m., which has been fun. But, yeah, it's good.
It's different when you got the toddler as well, isn't it? It's just constant.
Well, the newborn wasn't the one keeping us up. It was exactly.
More with Ed Sheeran on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon, and we're still joined by Ed Sheeran.
Can we talk quickly about Two Step, in particular the remix with one of our very own, with Bujra? What an exciting version of that track. And how did that kind of come to be? Was it something that you knew about initially? How did it happen?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of through Mushroom and Frontier and Matt and everyone. And obviously, like, Bujra had won the Aria and I'd done the video. And so I'd been aware of his music. And Dan, that runs my label, Warner, had played me him when I was over for Michael's memorial. So Dan had come over and played me Bujra, and then I did the Aria thing. And then I spoke to Matt about the remix, and then Dan got, it was like basically everyone knows each other there. So it wasn't a super hard thing to do. And I'm really grateful that he was up for it.
No, it's a great track. Hey, one quick thing before we let you go, because we're all out of time, but I wanted to talk to you about the Queen's Jubilee, because I saw your post. I obviously saw your performance as well. I had no idea that was it the Golden Jubilee? Watching Eric Clapton is where you were like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I remember watching it on TV. I actually bought the DVD afterwards as well, because it was such a momentous day of, like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to get a guitar and I'm going to learn Layla. But yeah, I remember, like, sitting down at, like, whatever time, 4 p.m. with my parents and watching the entire gig. And as it got later, the acts got better. So you start having, like, Paul McCartney come on and Eric Clapton come on and Phil Collins come on. What I loved was the kind of, like, full circle moment of 10 years later, then doing exactly the same event. And then 10 years after that, doing it again. And I would love to think that there is another 11-year-old kid who watched one of them and picked up a guitar because of that. I'd love to think that there's, like, aww, that sort of pays it forward.
I thought you were going to say you'd like to think there's another 10 years in it. And I was like, wow, you're very hopeful for her. I mean, she's a legend, but that's a long time away.
Well, is it though? Is it? Like, I feel
at
like
that
10
age,
years.
Surely.
She has got the best doctors in the world looking after her. Like, all she needs to do is, like chill out on the work, which I think she's doing. And, like, I think, dude, like, I think she will. My grandmother's still alive. She's 98.
Is she?
She's got a twin.
That's epic.
She's got a twin at 98, yeah.
Isn't that interesting that they're both still alive at 98?
Yeah, it's epic. It's epic. Irish genes.
I know this is asking you a question that I don't expect you to know the answer, but do twins often live to the same age?
That's what I was
age?
Amazed by.
Is that a twin thing?
I have no idea, but everyone in the family is all, like, sort of, like, very, it's like a surprising cool thing, isn't it?
So we're going to get Ed around for a lot longer. You're here with us for ages.
Well, I think my generation will live past 100, and I think my kids' generation will live past, like, 125. I mean, like, think about what we ate as kids versus, like, what our kids are eating now, and then what their kids, like, health, like, my parents, exercise wasn't a thing at their generation. And then my generation, exercise wasn't really a thing until probably about, like, 7 years ago. And then it's like, okay, now everyone goes to the gym. But the new generation is like, everyone goes to the gym. So everyone's going to exercise. Everyone's going to eat healthy. Smoking's kind of become uncool. So that's gone out. Like, if you think about all the things over the last 100 years that were, like, the norm, like, everyone in the 20s smoked, most people in the 60s smoked, everyone has abused alcohol. Then they're in, like, the 80s, everyone's eating processed meat. And, like, my meals as a kid, it was like oven chips and oven pizzas,
totally,
and blah, blah, blah. And now it's like all, like, kale and avocado and blah, blah. So I do think people are going to start getting older and older and older because we're just being healthier, aren't we? And also,
if
modern
the stress
medicine
doesn't kill us.
It's moving to a point where, like, diseases 40 years ago that you would have died of are now like treatable. So it's, yeah, I think that we are going to start seeing people live to like 100 and 125 and beyond.
They'll just die from boredom from having no vices.
Hey, one quick thing, because we are wrapping now because we do have to go, but you are coming out to tour Australia. You've got some exciting announcements in the next couple of days as well about concerts, which we can't give away, but stay tuned. More Ed news to come, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. There's more news to come.
Mate, you're an absolute gem. Thank you so
much. And all the best with everything. Crazy time for you at the moment.
You've made our year. Cheers, brother.
Thank you, guys. Catch you in a bit. Right. Oh, Carrie, also expect a micropenis before you go.
Okay.
I'll make it so you can fly home with it.
Okay, great.
Check out Ed Sheeran's new album, Equals Tour Edition. Plus, he's teamed up with Budgera for the two-step remix, out now to stream or buy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I don't know why I did this, because I'm always so honest with you, even in a blunt way sometimes. You didn't think I even wanted you to come over on this family holiday that I'm on, and I was very happy with you coming, right?
What have I done?
No, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, when you called me last night,
yeah,
I was fast asleep, like really fast asleep.
Were you?
Yes.
I thought it was the first time we'd had a really good chat.
I know. I pretended that you hadn't just woken me up.
It was 8 p.m.
I know it was. So I was so tired from getting up early.
Why did you talk for so long?
Exactly. I don't know why I did any of
this. It was literally a work question.
I know. We spoke for 25 minutes and the whole time I just wanted to go back to bed.
Why didn't you?
So what happened was I went to bed early and the family was
out. I know.
Yes. But I had my phone on loud because Ollie was coming back home late and I needed to make sure I could buzz him up, right? And I normally sleep with my phone on silent. And so I fell straight asleep and I haven't been able to sleep. It's taken me for hours to get to sleep and I fell straight asleep at 8 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And then at 8:30, the phone called and I was like, oh, it's Ollie. So I woke up and then I saw it was your number calling. And for some reason, I was like, oh, I can't. I have to take his call.
You didn't even have to.
I didn't have to.
No, it
and
was
then
just a work question
when you
was,
said, what are you doing? I should have said, I'm asleep. Yeah. And I said, watching Netflix.
Because
<You know?
laughs> I even said, what are you watching?
I had nothing to say.
You went on. You know what should have been a giveaway? You're so much cooler than, like, you answered, and I've never heard you answer like this. You went like this. What's up? You've never.
And then you were actually calling to talk about our big Ed Sheeran interview that we had coming up today.
Yes.
And, you know,
it was legitimately a work
call. I know
question.
It was a work call, but then we ended up, I don't know what we talked about, but we talked for a long time.
Also, I ended up calling you back because I went to hang up and you yelled at me as I hung up and you went, wait, what time? And then I hung up and I was like, oh. I'll call you back because I don't know what time what was. And then you didn't answer. And I'm like, what a real.
Well, because then by then I wanted to go to sleep. And then, so that was at about 10 to 9. You know what time I got to sleep last night?
It was 10 to 9.
It was. By the time we finished our call, it was.
We were not on the phone for an hour. It was.
No, you called at 8:30. Okay. Anyway, no one cares.
Sorry.
But do you know what time I got to sleep?
What time did you get to sleep?
Midnight. I lay awake after that call for 3 hours. Why did I ever take a call? I was fast asleep.
Are you saying this is my fault?
Yes.
Ollie got home when I was on the call, so you would have had to get up to let your son in.
But I would have stayed all drowsy and everything. It's just that your scintillating conversation woke me up. Anyway, don't call me after 8 anymore, okay?
No, I'm going to. That was the first time since I've been
in London
when we had a really good chat.
Don't be like that. We've had good chats.
Yeah, I know, last night.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzz in to win the family trip.
Woo-hoo!
To blast off to somewhere that's lit. Carrie, Tommy, about ready to take off. But first, you gotta buzz in to blast off.
Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Carrie and Tommy's buzz in to blast off.
Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
An amazing film, an even more amazing prize to go along with it to celebrate the release of Lightyear. We are giving one lucky family the trip of intergalactic lifetime because...
a trip that one family today who are joining us, the Hayes family, was due to do, and then the day they were due to leave, the borders closed, lockdowns happened, and the world turned. So this is their redemption, trying to get that trip to Disneyland. Lisa, Mum Lisa joins us on the line. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This has been a long time in the making.
This has been years in the making. Lots of planning, lots of saving, and yeah, it got ripped out of our hands. So we're hoping for them today.
And you're doing it with your son today, Dom, who is 13. Yes. Put Dom on. Yes. Dom, how did you feel, Dom, the day that your mum said to you, we're not going to Disneyland anymore?
I felt really sad, and I'm pretty sure at the dinner table when we heard, I started crying.
Aww.
Hey, Dom, how's your trivia skills?
How's my what, sorry?
Trivia knowledge.
Oh, not that good.
That's all right. You know what your advantage is going to be? Speed. So I reckon buzzing as quick as you can.
Yeah. And then have a second to think about it.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to go?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Lachlan, why did your mum pick you as the kid to join her today on this quiz?
Do you mean Dom? Lockie's our other...
Sorry. Dom. Lockie's mum didn't pick him. No, Dom, why did your mum pick you?
Because none of my other siblings would.
Hey, the only people standing in your way are the carryover champs. We've got the Mitchells. G'day, Lockie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Why did your mum pick you, Lockie?
My mum wouldn't have picked me.
And joining you, Lockie, we've got Chanel. G'day, Chanel.
Hi, guys.
You guys know what's going on. You've done it before. Up first, we are going to have Lisa versus Lockie. If we can just test your buzzers, our favourite part of the game. Lockie, can you test your buzzer?
Mitchell.
There you go. That worked. Lisa, can you test your buzzer, please?
Hayes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Great.
Bickers has your first question. Buzz in. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a go.
Question one. Okay. What does the N in NASA stand for?
Hayes. Mitchell.
Oh, Lisa.
Hayes. Lisa.
National.
Yeah.
National is correct. Well done.
All right.
Chanel, you are stepping up to the plate against a 13-year-old in what can only be described as a lose-lose situation for you. Are you ready to go, Chanel?
I am.
Do you want to test the buzzer?
Mitchell.
Good stuff. Dom, are you ready?
Yep.
Do you want to test your buzzer quickly, Dom?
Hey.
There you go. That worked.
Smart man.
Yeah, good.
All right. Question two. What type of ranger is Buzz Lightyear?
Mitchell.
Oh.
Chanel.
He is a space ranger.
That is correct. Well Yay. Done. It's right. coming down to our tiebreak question. Lisa, we are going to get you back on the line. Are you ready to go there, Lise?
Yes.
Lockie, you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, do you guys want to test your buzz? Doesn't matter.
This
is... There you go. We got it anyway. This is your tiebreak question for the win. First to buzz in. Gets a go. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a go.
What is the name of the largest star in the solar system?
Largest star.
Mitchell.
Oh.
The
Mitchell.
Sun?
Yes.
The sun is correct. Well done.
Mitchell, you're back for another go tomorrow.
Oh, yay. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, Dom and Chanel.
No, Lisa.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, Chanel, we're going to see you again tomorrow. Lockie, we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dom.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Get involved.
If you would like to get involved, carryandtommy.com.au to register. Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas tomorrow.
Carry and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at this afternoon. The time game is coming up soon, guys.
The thing I love about our show is the breadth of stuff we can cover.
Yes.
We do, you know, one moment where Ed Sheeran chatting. The next moment, up next, we're going to chat Scrabble.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's... You know, I love a board game.
Yeah.
It almost ended badly on the weekend.
Okay.
Scrabble.
I mean,
I almost threw the board and all the bits.
You're used to playing Monopoly. That's why, because that's how every game of Monopoly ends. With
I don't
a punch
ever
on.
Play Monopoly.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I was just trying to get involved with your board game.
It's the only game I do not like. I have a real. I'm just not into it. In fact, while we're over here in London, when my mum was here, she kept saying, you know, Park Lane, oh, it's like Monopoly. You know, every time we'd go park, I'm like, please stop saying that.
Can you stop saying that and focus on more exciting things like Scrabble? We'll chat that next.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits for your drive home this afternoon. You could be seeing that live in London, all thanks to Snooze. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Big thanks to Ed for being involved in the show today, and a big thanks to Eli, our web guy, for
his excitement.
For his excitement. I don't know if you heard him before his microphone was turned off and we started playing Bad Habits just then, but this was him as the song was playing.
Oh, we're playing
That's him saying, oh, we're playing Ed. He still gets excited about the songs we play after all these years, and I love that about him.
You wanted to talk Scrabble, because...
Okay, so, you know, I went away on the weekend with Ollie for a mum-son trip, right?
Copenhagen.
And we ended up in this cafe called the Bastards Cafe.
Where, sorry. That's
what's called. The mother-son trip.
Take your son. I know. And Ollie?
He met the Bastards Cafe. He met some guy.
Oh, no, mum. I'm not coming in, Ollie. This is your cafe.
He met some guy while plane spotting. He said you should go to this cafe. It's really good. It's called the Bastards Cafe. Anyway, it was awesome, and it was a board game cafe. So the whole cafe, it was a bit of a dungeon.
Of course, because I've got no one else to play with.
Okay, it was a lovely group of people, and including us.
Yes.
And anyway, we played board games.
How many bastards were in the cafe?
And there was a lot of board games that weren't in English. So we found that...
Was it?
Yes. Oh,
what do they speak? Is it...
But it's stuff from all around the world.
What are
Dutch.
They, Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch.
But there was stuff from, like, there was board games in French. There was board games because it's obviously a melting pot over there, and lots
Monopoly.
Of people, you know, come from different areas. Anyway, we found Scrabble and we played Scrabble, although it had lots of letters that had weird little things above it and crosses between, you know, zeros. And yeah. But I have never heard of the majority of the words that Ollie put on the board. Like, I mean, never heard of them. They're not a word. But yeah, and actually, if you're listening, 131060, and you're like a Scrabble person, because I'm not a Scrabble person,
yeah.
I couldn't fight him on the rules because I didn't know. He's like, I'm looking it up on the Scrabble dictionary, mum, online, and it's accepted. And I was like, what do you mean? That's not a word. And so he'd just enter it into this Scrabble dictionary and it would say yes or no, he could use it. So he would just put collections of words on the board, then enter it in the Scrabble dictionary and see if it managed to pass.
Oh, that'd be so annoying.
I'm going to give you some of these words. And if you know what they are, you tell me what they mean.
Yeah.
Woff. WOF.
Oh, yeah. It's when you get like a waff of something. It's a smaller version of a waft.
Have you heard of the word WOF?
Wim Hof.
You
it's
haven't.
A short version of Wim Hof.
Vent?
Yeah, it's when you want to get something off your chest.
It's vent.
It's an angry vent.
Yeah.
Bok?
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
Oh, like a deer.
Is that a deer? B-O-K.
Yeah, like a springbok.
Bok.
Oh,
that might, but that's a springbok.
Or a choy?
It's not a bok.
Yeah, but there's loads of different types of boks.
Yeah. Is there?
Oh, yeah, the choy as well. Yeah, yeah. So it's a real late to that one.
I mean, you're going to be surprised,
also
guys.
Also the ones that you use for packing?
That's a bok.
That's
you're going to be
only
surprised.
Only in a plural.
Also the one I put down my pants when I play cricket.
That not one single Scrabble person has called up. I didn't realize our show wasn't a Scrabble person show.
Not numbers. 131060 is our number. Get involved.
Ord?
Oh, yeah.
That's a river,
it's
isn't
out
it?
Out of the Ord.
No.
Ord. That's off
Ord. O-R-D. Ord. And jazz. J-A-S-S.
Oh, like the cabbage.
They're just not words. They're not words. And I didn't want to cause a fight because we're away.
Why? Why not?
Well, I started getting
family holidays are for.
Yeah. I know, but I want my son to like me desperately. So I.
So you took it to the Bastards.
I started getting annoyed at him because I was like, "Oh, these aren't words." I had that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Can we say that?
I don't know if you can.
But can you do that when you're playing with your son?
Well, I decided that if he was having those words, then I was going to have
just do rude words.
It's the name of a lady's bits. It's just the shortened name of a lady's
but
bit.
But there are plenty of names for ladies' bits that I'm not allowed to say on radio. What do you mean?
Is that your but that one's okay.
Then why aren't you saying it?
Because I don't know. I don't want to say it. Anyway, I was like, if he can have that, I'm having that. But then see the other word? Lick was one of the other words.
Oh, my God.
And is that then right there was next to the other word?
No, yeah. It's not, but it was a lot. It was... Oh, Ord is a river in Western Australia. See? Ord. He didn't know that, though. River. He just guessed
but
that.
But I don't think you're allowed to do... Aren't you not allowed to do that?
Names. Well, so we played again last night when we were at a pub.
Did you find the...
Evie got the word London.
Oh, did you take her to the Peach Cafe?
But she had the word London, and I don't think you're allowed to have names, but it was such a good
She's
answer
such
that
a
I was.
Small kid.
I know. What? Yeah. So we let her have London.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well
I
done.
I thought that was okay.
Well done.
But I don't know whether I should have fought him on it or not. Has anyone heard of this Scrabble dictionary? And is this the new way forward where you just Google whether a word's a word before you put it on a Scrabble board?
So that's definitely what people do with words with friends. That's why I stopped playing, because you can just put in
the combo, and then it searches for a word for you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The combination.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you.
Oh my God. Took way too long for both of us.
What do we need Scrabble people to call?
Scrabble people. 13 10 60. Board game people. I mean, also, if your board games ended in an absolute all out war, I'm keen, because I did look around this cafe and everyone was so lovely and polite, and I'm like, why are you not angry at each other? No one was frustrated like I was
at the Bastard Cafe.
At the Bastard Cafe. 13 10 60. Calls.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon on 13 10 60. We're talking board games. Are we allowed to say what
we
cafe
do have
you're
a lot of
playing at?
Board game people listing, because they've come out in droves.
You also
now.
Said if you're a bastard, give us a call.
I did.
You were playing at the Bastard Cafe.
I don't know why it's called the Bastard Cafe. That is where I took my son for a mother's son.
Could have board games, but clearly not.
In Copenhagen, and but he just was playing words that don't exist. He was Googling this. I don't know whether it's actually official Scrabble dictionary, and he just put in a collection of words and see if it said yes or no. Some of the words that he put on the board: waff, vant, beck, bock, jazz, but JASS, not a word.
Nah.
Monica, is jazz JASS a word?
Yeah, absolutely. According to my
stepdaughter.
Listen, my stepdaughter came to me 13 as a fully fledged, really competent Scrabble player, because she'd played with her grandma, and she nailed me doing exactly what you're talking about.
Did she Google it?
So she'd add a little word into like a bunch of other words. So then it was like you can count it up that way and that way and that way and that way. And she ended up with these really big scores by adding these little approved words from the dictionary.
So here's another question I have, Monica, because I was trying to say, so say the word shape is there and you add an S at the end. I was saying you get to add the whole word up, don't you? And Ollie's like, no, you just get the
you
S.
You just get the S?
No, you get the whole word, but you don't get
I knew it. Oh, no, it appears jazz, JASS, is a word, a two-handed game played with a 36-card or 32-card pack.
Well, that's not. No.
Oh, didn't they have that at the cafe?
You don't have a 32-card pack. Anyway.
But that's what it's saying, it's a game. Or is this the internet again?
That's another made-up thing. Jazz, it's a game you play with your library card, four feathers from a unicorn, and a bit of rhino horn.
Ben, are you a Scrabble man?
I am a Scrabble man. I like playing it with my parents when I go and see them every now and then. They absolutely kill me in it, though. They're really, really good.
Have to Google words?
No, so this is the thing. In the house, we've got this old, it's an official Scrabble dictionary. It's like from the 80s. But the official ruling is that if you can't touch the book until you've put a word down. You put the word down and then someone else can challenge you on whether or not it's a real word or not. And then you can look it up in the dictionary from there.
So that's how we should use the internet.
Yeah,
right, where he can't Google it until I want to prove it. Yep, okay.
And Ben, was that rule made because you were doing what Ollie was doing and just guessing words all the time?
Yeah, I was just terrible. I was just really bad. I couldn't spell very, very well, and so I just kept putting random words down, and she was like, nope, No, I'm like 10 at this point. She goes, no, it's not a word.
But isn't that lovely that Ben goes to play with his parents, right? Is that what Ollie's going to come over to me when I'm like in the old people's home? He's going to bring his Scrabble board and we'll play together?
Do you enjoy it,
from
Ben?
The Bastards Cafe.
I enjoy it at the start until I start losing and then I want to flip the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, Ben. Thank you.
Should we go to Nat? Nat, is it you that plays Scrabble?
It is. I am a big Scrabble player. Yeah. And our rule is that you have to use the word in a sentence before you can look it up.
So what about some of these? How would you use vant in a sentence, Nat?
Vant. I liked the really angry vent. I'm going to say when you try to vent, but you're so angry that you just breathe out really loudly, that's a vant.
Oh, my God. I just got an insight into playing a board game with Nat. I reckon Nat would have a real way of being able to get everything across the line.
Very different minds, don't you?
I do.
I was thinking of vant being...
Stop me.
Yeah, exactly. I thought so. I could tell. Oh, this has been good fun, board game chat.
Yeah, do you want to take Lauren quickly?
Do you want to still talk Scrabble?
I didn't want to talk Scrabble to start. So
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, we're going to try and call someone and give them a trip to go and see Ed Sheeran live in London. So if you've registered... Make sure you buy your phone.
Be by your phone because we called yesterday and it rang out.
Yes.
We had to move on to the next person.
I know. And it was, I was going to say it was shattering for us. It was
shattering for the person.
Yeah, it was far more shattering for them.
So get by your phone.
Yes.
Bye now.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$7,400, son.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Oh, yeah, the phones have already gone into meltdown, so good luck getting through. 13-10-60, if you want to try your luck, we'll play next.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, beep, bime, oh, mine. Time game, Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
$7,400
up there, isn't it?
Is on the line. Just 5 seconds of your time is all we need.
Five seconds to save the world.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it? G'day, Nathan.
Hey. I'm feeling the pressure.
You sound like an excitement machine, Nathan. So try and keep it together for us, okay?
Are you nervous, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
What are you going to spend the money on when you win?
Oh, I've got a wife and kids, so I don't get to choose.
Okay. Cool. Well, you sound like a smart man.
Happy life.
Yes.
Nathan, we're going to pass you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Handing you over now.
Start.
Thank you. Stop.
Ooh.
Always rubbing his chin.
But he's got a rash.
Is he? Oh, look, he's tickling it now. It's a bit itchy. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But you gave him his cream.
I gave him his cream, but I didn't realise his claws, when he was putting it on, he was scratching more.
Oh,
and so it was actually making it worse. So now I've got to put it on his little chin.
Oh, here I was thinking it was close to 5 seconds.
Nathan, I'm scared what Carrie has taken for excitement and genuine kind of curiosity and joy is actually just a fungal skin infection on behalf of the ferret that runs this game. You think it's hurtful for you, spare a thought for the ferret. Nathan, how did you feel?
I think I went too early.
Oh, I think it might have been long, but let's go to Jesse.
5.
Ooh.
Oh. Point.
Oh.
4-4.
Oh, not bad, Nathan.
Too long, Nathan. Try again next week. Tracy,
Hello.
How are you feeling about the time game?
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, I need to win some money.
Good attitude.
Have you played along before in the car, Trace?
I have not.
Okay.
So first time lucky, let's hope.
Okay, well, let's give it a crack. Right. We're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You say stop at 5 seconds. Handing you over now.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, oof, oof, oof. People are getting better at the game. Do you remember when we started playing this and some people were taking 35 seconds or cooking a roast? Some people were stopping at 2 seconds. Tracy, it felt pretty good from where I was sitting. I am a long way away from you. So how did it feel from where you're sitting?
Oh, it was all right. I'm a nurse, so I was counting the seconds in my brain.
Oh, so if you got it on, so this could be life or death situation here, and you've got to get the timing right. So that's has it. Tracy kept the patient alive or has she killed the patient? Jesse.
Five.
Oh, ooh. Patient's alive.
Point.
Oh.
2-8.
Oh, they're dead.
That's dead. Disappointing. Cody, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, we've got a lot of cool cats today, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, just...
Cody, what do you do with yourself?
Just work for myself as a handyman, mate.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Good stuff. How's, do you get any jobs?
Birthday,
so it'd
be good to get the money.
Hey! Happy birthday, Cody. Let's see if we can make it an amazing one and give you $7,400. Are you ready to play, Cody?
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, Cody.
Oh, is this the birthday wish you want, Cody? Jesse.
I hope so.
Oh.
I don't think it is. Because it just felt a little long.
But I want it to be for Cody's sake.
Yeah. Are you saying?
What birthday number is it, Cody?
27.
Hey, he's 27.
He's got his whole life ahead of him.
He does.
Yeah. Jesse.
6.71.
Oh.
Not good at the time game, though.
Happy birthday, though,
yes,
Cody.
Yes, happy birthday, Cody. G'day, Alicia.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, living the dream. Thanks, Alicia. Is it your birthday today?
No, but it was last week, 4th of June.
Oh, there you go. We've all got one. Good stuff.
Yeah, correct.
Alicia, are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
Hey, we're wishing you the best of luck. We hope it goes off. Just focus. I'm gonna give you to Jesse. When he says start, you say stop. 5 seconds, the money could be yours. You ready?
Okay, thanks.
Start.
Stop.
That was absolute rubbish, Alicia. I feel like we've gone about 3 seconds or something.
You know how you said that people had gotten get better at this game?
Hang on, I might be wrong.
Sorry.
Because my ferrety friend in the corner is...
he looks excited, doesn't he?
I'm not sure.
No, that felt like 2 seconds.
It did feel very quick.
It felt like 3-something, yeah.
Like, Jesse.
Sometimes it feels like 3, though, and it's...
Jesse.
4.64.
Oh, actually not bad, Alicia.
Better than I thought.
Yes.
Better than we thought, too.
Yes, jackpots next week.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at this afternoon, and let's try and give away a trip to London.
Or not.
Yeah. Let's do it. Hold on, let me just try and push the button one more time.
Go ahead.
There we go.
80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleasure to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it out.
Bad habits. Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
Oh, yeah, because...
This has been so good and I love... the person we are going to call today. And we should say, make sure, guys, you buy your phone because yesterday it was devastating. We made the call to give a trip to come see Ed Sheeran live with us in London and they didn't pick up.
I know.
It was so sad. But then we got to give it to the next person. So it could be your lucky day. So stand by your phone.
I understand screening calls because usually, like I screen calls because it's people chasing money.
No, and you just don't ever answer anybody's call.
Yeah, because they all want money.
Yes, and so, but we're giving something to people.
Yes.
So even if you are avoiding people who are asking you for money. Just answer the call just this once.
And then we apologise. To one person, we're going to make your day. And to the other hundreds of people that we forced to answer a phone call and then they're chasing money, we're very sorry.
Now, I love who we're calling today because they have been on our show before, apparently. And the last time they were on our show, they apparently said something that they feel quite embarrassed about and they don't want it to be the lasting memory that we have of them. So this is the chance for them to redeem themselves.
Are we calling them?
Yeah, let's call her now.
We are dialing.
One of those old school phones again, Jessie?
Yeah, we'll just got to crank it up.
Hello, Liara speaking.
Oh, Liara, hi.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. it's not just me here, Liara. Carrie's here as well.
Hey, Liara. We were just wondering whether you were available. We're doing a big spelling bee, big national spelling bee comp.
Oh,
and
my God.
Last time we
there.
Spoke to you, we know you're a big spelling bee fan. Would you come?
And Scrabble fan. Scrabble.
And Scrabble fan.
You are joking me.
Liara.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Do you want to come to London?
Yes, please.
Congratulations. You got it.
Oh, did you say puppies?
Yeah, I'm telling my dogs. There's no one else here. Babies, I'm going to London.
Who are you coming with, Liara?
My husband, Ryan.
Okay. And we didn't know because you said in your entry form that you were on air telling us how you were doing a spelling bee for a Saturday night and you didn't want that to be our lasting memory of you. So you're going to have to step up and make this a good trip, babe.
Except that you guys are planning a spelling bee, so maybe it will be the lasting memory.
No, we're not. That was just me joking.
You better not.
I'm not good. I'm not good at these pranks.
Oh, my God. I
guarantee
you so
we're not doing a spelling bee.
Liara, if we do a spelling bee, I'm leaving London.
Imagine if that's what we bring our listeners to London. Let's do a spelling bee.
Guys, we know we promised you Ed Sheeran, but how do you spell fun without a spelling bee?
Should we call
Liara?
Yes, please.
Hey?
Call him.
Should we call Liara's husband?
Yes.
You can tell him the news, Liara, okay?
Okay.
You tell him when he answers.
Yeah.
We are dialing.
Okay. Liara, we're just going to sit in the background.
Okay. Oh,
I was listening.
That was the quickest answer I've ever heard.
I was listening to her talk.
G'day, Ryan.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, it's so good. Hey, we're so excited to see you over here.
Yes, me too. I'm very excited to see you guys.
Yeah, are you promised there's going to be no spelling bees?
I mean, I can't promise anything, but okay. You know, we'll see how it plays out.
Who's going to party harder, you or Liara?
Oh, me, because she's got an iron deficiency, so... I'm
going
to go for at least a couple more
hours. Oh my God. I'm
not Liara. Expecting such a frank answer there, Ryan.
Oh,
good. Yeah.
Well, now the whole world knows about your deficiency, Liara. I'm sure we can still find a way to have some fun.
Hey, Liara, Ryan, congratulations again. We can't wait to see you over here. It's going to be such an amazing trip.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I will see you there.
So excited.
If you haven't registered yet, jump online and do it now. You got to download the Listener app and search for Carrie and Tommy. Entries close tomorrow. It's all thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in-store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.